Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. It's very common for young people today to feel constant pressure. Before the age of technology and social media, kids would get a break from the world and friend groups by simply coming home and being away from everything. 50 years ago, you might be concerned with how your fellow students feel about you and what they say, but when you went home, you got a break. Today, because of social media, children have no breaks. A student comes to school on Monday morning knowing how many likes their post received and how many likes their peers have received. For better or for worse, it is a life of constant comparison. But this isn't just the case for the youth. Even adults struggle with this. We want to be good parents, spouses, friends, and employees. We want to be viewed as having a peaceful or fulfilling life. And so we purchase items as subtle markers of success to prove we have made it. I read a study a few years ago that one of the number one factors for individuals deciding where they should vacation was determined by where they could get the best pictures. To cope with personal doubt in a world of constant comparison, we have seen a rise of self-help, emotional well-being, and positive reinforcement materials. While there are certainly some beneficial aspects of these things, I would argue that these remedies all fall short. They will never solve the problem because they are looking for answers in the wrong place. Scripture teaches us to look outside of ourselves for help. It teaches us to look to Jesus and what he did for you and for me. I want to share with you the second article of the Apostles' Creed and then Martin Luther's explanation of it from the Small Catechism. The second article states, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead." What does this mean? Martin Luther writes, "I believe that Jesus Christ is true God, begotten of his Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, and that he is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, in order that I might be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, this is most certainly true." Martin Luther's explanation to the second article answers some important questions we have today. How do you measure your self-worth? How do you know that you matter? Well, consider what our Lord Jesus did for you. He redeemed you. He bought you back from the rule of the devil so that you could live with him in his kingdom forever. You and I don't deserve this. We've sinned against God. We are not enough on our own. But Jesus shed his holy and innocent blood on the cross so that through faith in him, you would be enough. Salvation is completely by God's grace alone. He loved you so much that he gave up his life for you on the cross. You matter to God. If the world says you don't matter, if you look in the mirror and feel ashamed or embarrassed by what you see, remember what God did for you. Remember his great love for you. Even if you question your self-worth or feel down because of the world, remember the value that God has put on you, the price of his only begotten Son. The only opinion that matters in this world is God's, and he has put tremendous value on you. So take heart. In a world of constant comparison, remember that you matter to God. Instead of spending your time doom-scrolling, spend some time in God's Word. His Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. His Word points us to Jesus, our dear Savior. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fuchs on the Voice of the Shepherd. We thank you for listening this morning, and we would also like to invite you to join us for one of our Sunday morning services at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, or at Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer at 11 a.m. We are a confessional Lutheran church that is Bible-based and cross-focused, and we'd love to have you join us. Come here and learn about the forgiveness and hope you have because of Jesus. May the Lord God bless your week.